Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunyo Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Nagaland hosts Northeast Health Financing Forum with World Bank. State government puts police recruitment for four non-Naga tribes on hold pending enumeration exercise. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls for balanced approach of AI governance. And Red Scars FC and Secha Zubza FC advance to quarterfinals of 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy. And now the news in detail. Nagaland is hosting the Health Financing Forum for Cross-State Learning in the Northeast Region in collaboration with the World Bank. Addressing the inaugural event in Chumukedima today, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang underscored the importance of financial reforms to ensure accessible and equitable healthcare access. Noting that effective health financing goes beyond mobilizing resources, he stressed upon efficiently using them to reach the last mile. Mr. Zeliang highlighted the Northeast Region's structural challenges such as rural livelihoods, difficult terrain and limited connectivity compounded by climate change and rising non-communicable diseases. Acknowledging the World Bank's support, he said each northeastern state has pursued unique approaches to improving health financing, service delivery, accountability and governance. He urged states to adopt innovation and collaborate on strategies tailored to the Northeast's needs.
The road to universal health coverage in the Northeast may be long, but it is within reach if we continue to innovate, learn from one another, and invest in systems that place people, especially the most vulnerable, at the center.
Mr. Zeliang also outlined Nagaland's commitment to a resilient healthcare system that can address challenges like demographic shifts, disease transitions, and climate change. During the event, the Deputy Chief Minister released the FinHealth Assessment Report, which outlines recommendations for reform in the region's health financing landscape. The two-day forum brings together policymakers and experts to share experiences and strategies in strengthening health systems. The Nagaland government has put on hold the recruitment of police constables reserved for the four non-Naga tribes of Garos, Kacharis, Mikirs, Karbis and Kukis, pending the outcome of an enumeration exercise to determine their eligibility as indigenous inhabitants of the state. More from a correspondent.
According to the Home Department, while the four non-Naga tribes are recognized as Scheduled Tribes STs under the Constitution Nagaland ST Order 1970, eligibility for indigenous inhabitant status applies only to those settled in Nagaland before its statehood on December 1, 1963. The government said, since these tribes also reside in other northeastern states, migration from these neighboring areas cannot be ruled out. This may also have led to wrongful issuance of indigenous inhabitant and ST certificates. To address this, the government had notified an enumeration exercise in September last year to verify genuine settlers prior to 1963. However, this has been stayed by the Guwahati High Court following a writ petition by the four tribes. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Home Department said, pending the legal case, the recruitment process will proceed with 1,176 posts allotted to indigenous Naga tribes, while the 24 posts reserved for the four non-Naga tribes will be taken up after the matter is resolved. Nagaland is joining the nationwide observance of Wildlife Week 2025. As part of the celebrations, the Kohima Forest Division today organized a nature walk and awareness program for Class 10 students of St. Peter's School, Kohima. Speaking to students, conservator of forest, Zutunglo Patton, highlighted the importance of human-animal coexistence as a practical necessity for survival. She urged students to learn from ancestral practices that respected nature and stressed that protecting wildlife habitats means safeguarding the entire ecosystem. She cited Nagaland's Amur Falcon Conservation as one of the greatest wildlife conservation success stories, where hunters turned protectors, highlighting the power of community-led efforts. During the nature walk, students visited the Blythe Tragopan Conservation and Breeding Center. A total of 38 students and two teachers took part in the program. Meanwhile, a special Wildlife Week program was also held in Mon Town today, which was graced by Minister for Forest, Environment and Climate Change, C.L. John, and Principal Chief Conservator of Forest, Vetpal Singh. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that trust and safety are essential for the implementation of responsible artificial intelligence. Addressing the Trust and Safety Festival India in New Delhi today, he said AI will transform the economies, change work habits, create new health solutions, and enhance educational access in the coming years. The minister added that the inclusion of AI in lifestyle will impact every citizen in every corner of the world. Dr. Jaishankar also stressed on the need to adopt a balanced approach to the governance of AI and to ensure effective safeguards to protect digital citizens.
For a society like India, this means development of indigenous tools and frameworks, self-assessment protocols for innovators, and establishing relevant guidelines. Only then can we be assured that the development, deployment, use, and governance of AI is safe and accessible.
Deputy Commissioner DC Newland has declared the 26 megawatts Hovuku solar power plant as a restricted area following repeated incidents of unauthorized public entry. The DC cautioned that the plant is equipped with high-voltage electrical systems, which can be fatal, especially during foggy or rainy weather. Despite fencing and warning signs installed at the plant, public continues to visit the area without authorization, posing serious risk to life and equipment. The DC warned that trespassers will be arrested and charged under Section 223 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and other relevant laws. Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament MP S. Pangnong Konyak will attend the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York from October 8 to 14. She is part of India's first non-official parliamentary delegation, along with 14 other MPs. The visit aims to enhance parliamentary engagement and strengthen India's voice in global discussions on peace, development and cooperation. Red Stars FC and Seche Zubza FC have booked their places in the quarterfinals of the 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy 2025. In the first match of the day, Red Stars FC delivered a dominant 5-0 win over Michazu FC, showcasing a commanding display of skill and teamwork. Asito and Sentisang scored a brace each, while Rakeviche added one more. In the second match, Seche Zubza FC faced Ward 19 Kohima in an intense match that ended in a goalless draw at regular time. In the tiebreak that followed, Seche Zubza FC triumphed 3-1 to advance to the last eight. Both teams now join Chedema Youth Organization and Tangkul Katamnau Saklong, who had secured their quarterfinal spots yesterday. Nagaland will receive localized thunderstorm and lightning with moderate to light rain at most places till the 11th of October. In a weather update, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, said Kipire, Kohima, Mokjung, Paran and Trungsang districts will witness heavy rain accompanied by localized thunderstorm and lightning on October 9 and 10. NSDMA has advised public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities and to contact State Emergency Operations Center on numbers 1070 or 112 or 2291120 and 2291122 in case of any emergencies. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland hosts Northeast Health Financing Forum with World Bank. State government puts police recruitment for four non-Naga tribes on hold pending enumeration exercise. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls for balanced approach of AI governance. And Red Stars FC and Seche Zubza FC advance to quarterfinals of 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.